This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
The Rich Cioli Show Podcast.
It'd be an honor to serve the country. I think it'd be a fascinating job. It's a challenging job, and you need someone really determined and focused, a great communicator in there with deep knowledge to be able to handle that position. What's more, Washington Post political reporter Aaron Blake pointed out that Guilfoyle has recently had some curious Twitter activity. Rumored White House Press Secretary Kimberly Guilfoyle recently started following a bunch of federal government Twitter accounts. Spicy's getting upset.
Wow. She is gorgeous.
Yeah.
I have a sincere question.
Go ahead.
Don't you think she makes more doing the five than
of course.
She would?
Oh, yes.
Okay. Yeah.
But it's not always about the money in the short term. It's about the long term.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So no doubt she is signed to a multi-year, you know, seven-figure contract. No doubt. But I'm sure that Fox, you know, she'll go to them and say, can I get a little leave to serve the president? And they'll say yes. And that's what would happen.
They did the same thing with that hottie, what's her name?
Dana Perino.
No. The one. What's her name? She was on during the day. Beautiful. She's a spokeswoman now. I want to say it like State Department or something. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
Hottie.
What is her name? Like PJ Wellington. It's like one of those.
It's not
names.
PJ Wellington. It's definitely not that. Heather Nauert.
Oh. Okay,
yeah. Is that who you were thinking of?
Nope.
Yeah, Heather Nauert left Fox News to become the spokeswoman at The Hill. So she's now at State Department Spox is her Twitter handle. Yeah, she was on Fox News for a number of times. So yes, you take time off, you then become the press secretary, and you're guaranteed fame and money when it's over.
Yes, so, and a book deal.
And a book deal and millions of dollars and your own show on Fox. And why did I...
Wouldn't you take a lucrative deal on Fox? I mean, that shows it. That's a cake schedule, you know, on at 9 o'clock. You know, you take a lucrative deal. You have, you know, you work a few days a week. I don't know. Rather than a press secretary where it's every day, you're always on call. And
I would just say, how do you turn down a job like that?
I don't know, Rich. How do you turn down a job like that?
What were you thinking?
I'm sorry.
Carl Dam says, I just saw Sean Spicer dragging the POTUS emblem through the White House parking lot. if that podium really is on wheels, he's going to be skating it out of the West Wing in a minute. You know, it's got to be bad, though, when everybody's having open talks about who's replacing you and you're still in the job.
Yes.
That's tough. You know what I mean? That's kind of tough. All right. Well, we'll see what happens with that. Thank you for that update. We'll find out about that. The Burper case involving a seventh grader heads back to the Gorsuch court. Remember I talked about this during the confirmation of Neil Gorsuch? These ridiculous zero tolerance policies in schools. And Neil Gorsuch, who has a very common sense approach, Justice Neil Gorsuch, thank God, has a very common sense approach to these things. There was a New Mexico seventh grader who was handcuffed and arrested after his teacher said the student had disrupted gym class with fake burps. Handcuffed and arrested. I would have loved to have seen Dawn if that had happened to one of her sons.
That would never happen.
I would never want that to happen to her sons, but it'd be worth happening to her sons just to see Mama Grizzly go after him.
Yeah, that would not be the music you'd be playing.
No, it would not be the music. So here's what happened. Nearly a year later, Gorsuch sits on the... So he wrote the dissent in that case. He said that it's ridiculous to involve police in these matters.
Yes.
He said this is something that, you know, discipline the kid, but deal with it through the school, not through law enforcement, which I think is reasonable, and I think most people would agree with that. From a reasonable point of view, the cops in the schools are there to protect the kids, and they're not there to arrest kids for burping. Otherwise, so many people, his point was, would have been in jail. For doing stupid things.
Yes.
Burping or other bodily noises and functions and that sort of thing.
And it's not a threat. It's not like, you know, there's no threat to harm anyone by burping.
Right.
It's just annoying.
Very good point. There's not a threat. There's no one's bodily safety's in harm's way.
It's kind of funny.
Oh, it's hysterical. Yeah. I mean, it really is.
I had a kid when I was in sixth grade who could make himself burp, and he used to do it all the time. It was hysterical.
My brother could burp talk when we were kids.
Really?
Yeah, he could actually like speak in sentences.
Say the alphabet and stuff.
Dawn's brother, who I love, I can't wait to meet this guy. He says, the worst amendment to the Constitution is which one?
When women got the right to vote. He tortures me.
Oh, I can't wait to meet him. So Gorsuch at the time in his dissent said, if a seventh grader starts trading fake burps for laughs in gym class, what's a teacher to do? Order extra laps, detention, a trip to the principal's office? Maybe. But then again, maybe that's too old school. Maybe today you call a police officer. Maybe today the officer decides that instead of just escorting the now compliant 13-year-old to the principal's office, an arrest would be a better idea. And Justice Gorsuch, who at the time dissented in this case, said arresting a class clown for burping was going a step too far. And he criticized the state for employing police tactics to deal with a kid that just should have been sent to the principal's office or dealt with in any other way. The boy's mother argues that if burping is enough to warrant criminal punishment, then traditional penalties such as expulsion, suspension, and detention would have no place in school. Gorsuch, in his dissent, said the court was ignoring a crucial distinction between childish pranks and more seriously disruptive behavior. Children would be subject to arrest for any trivial or childlike act of indiscretion, he wrote in his brief. Now, the criminal act was the boy's interference with the educational process.
Oh, please.
Oh, for God's sake.
Not the act of burping, you see.
Yeah.
It was the interference with the educational process.
That's a crime, by the way.
Well, isn't everything nowadays?
I interfered with my own educational process by sleeping through most of high school.
Well, some of these teachers that were reporting on seem to be interfering.
Yeah, right,
themselves.
Exactly. That's a great point. How come only the kids get arrested for this? Gorsuch argued that the state has authority to define the law and courts should not question the policy. I'm sorry, this is what the attorney said. The attorney said the state has the authority to define the law and courts should not question the policy choices between laws criminalizing this kind of misconduct that led to the boy's arrest. Advocacy groups, including the Juvenile Law Center and the Campaign for Youth Justice, have urged the court to hear the case. Because the appeal, in other words, Gorsuch was in the minority in the dissent. Dissent is a minority opinion, obviously. They are making commonplace behavior a crime that will harm children, particularly those from minority groups that studies show are disproportionately affected by school discipline policy. So that case now will be coming before the United States Supreme Court.
Are you kidding?
No. The court, because
we have a 14-year-old girl in Maryland who allegedly consented, so the 18-year-old man who, you know, that whole situation, right? That was no charges, nothing happens with 14-year-old girl, right?
Right.
And here's this. Like, you think of some of this stuff, there's no common sense anymore.
So that case was obviously upheld. So the kid's arrest was upheld. His arrest and conviction for disrupting the educational process was upheld. This is one of the reasons, by the way, I mocked the left for opposing Judge Gorsuch during the, remember that?
Yes.
During the confirmation hearings. I read how many articles from Reason and other sites about the fact that Judge Gorsuch, you know what I mean? On this kind of stuff, this is what I would imagine civil libertarians would love.
Yeah.
Did I not?
And your point was that if Trump was really the evil dictator that everybody says he is, then why would he appoint somebody who has always or who has for the most part sided with, you know, people?
Sided with the person charged versus the state in almost every instance, just like Scalia did. Because the caricature of Trump for the left is this kid should not only have been arrested and shackled, but should have been put in a hard labor camp, you know, along a highway, based on the stereotypes that they use. And so Gorsuch, yeah, exactly. An authoritarian is not going to appoint this kind of guy to the United States Supreme Court, is my point.
Poor family.
I know. And the court could act as early as Monday, either to deny the case or take more time to decide. So I don't know if they have decided yet. This is from yesterday. So we'll find out the burper case heading back to the Gorsuch court. I don't know enough. Would he have to recuse himself because he's already ruled on this, I guess. But then again, I think Supreme Court justices kind of do whatever the hell they want. So I don't know.
I hope he doesn't recuse himself because he knows the case.
Yeah, I hope so. I hope not either. Yeah, you exactly. Because this kind of stuff needs to be struck down because this is stupid. This is just stupid. I mean,
boy,
it's really, really dumb.
School sounds really fun these days, doesn't it?
Disrupting the educational process. I would have been sentenced to life in prison. I would still be behind bars.
Oh, my God. I'm glad we got out when we did.
But, I mean, if a teacher can't control and discipline a burping kid, then they can't control anything.
That's true. That's a very good point.
Like, do your job.
And that was his point, was this leads then to every little thing becoming a law enforcement matter.
Right.
Every little thing then, if this is allowed to stand, then yes, to that point exactly, a kid throwing a paper airplane is a law enforcement matter. It's no longer a teacher matter. It's no longer a disciplinary matter in school like... Again, I would have been executed. Actually, I would have been sentenced to. They were giving me the death penalty.
Line.
Yeah, I would be dead right now. There's no chance. I would have had no chance in life.
But like, what about Dawn's point about how? Okay, so a kid's burping in class. What about the teacher saying, "You want to keep doing that? Get out. Just get out of my classroom."
Yeah, no. Now it's get out in handcuffs and be marched down the hallway.
Oh my God.
A seventh grader.
So that's Michael's age. So they're, you know, what are they, 12, 13 years old?
Yeah.
So what you would do, I mean, what would the nuns do? They'd say, all right, we're in gym class, do 50 push-ups.
Right.
Everybody, you know, right?
Or that was Gorsuch's point. Why not make the kid run laps? Why are you giving him a criminal record for burping in class? It's stupid.
Do the Bart Simpson. Make him write, I will not burp in class 100 times
on the chalk. That's Justice Neil Gorsuch, appointed by the authoritarian Donald Trump.
Rich Cioli, 3 to 6, Talk Radio 1210, WPHD.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.